We got a special guest joining us from the east end of the UP, Greg from Paradise Recreational Sports in the beautiful town of Paradise. Welcome back, Greg.
Good afternoon.
Glad to have you on with us again. Wanted to check in with you and just get a report from the east end there. Obviously, you're in Paradise. I think we should probably start with what most of the listeners are telling me they're interested in, and that is the deer hunting, the rut. Can you tell us anything about where the rut is at with whitetail in your area?
They are starting to get into the rut. I've noticed we've had some pictures on some of our local guys' with cameras. Their necks are starting to get big, and we've seen some scrapes and a few rubs. I mean, not a lot because we're short on deer, but we're seeing some pretty good deer on some of the cameras, but not a lot of them.
Now, I notice, I have a lot of listeners in Alger County and in Marquette County. Basically, you're kind of on the outside, right on the edge of where the station reaches. But there's a lot of people that head, especially north of Newberry, in your neck of the woods there, to deer camps and on the Two Hearted River, things like that. Was there a lot of snow last year? Were there a lot of people in your neck of the woods that could not get to deer camp because of all that snow we got?
Yes, a lot of guys were trying to get up to their camps, and they came in. Of course, we got a good dumping of snow just before deer season. And matter of fact, I was out baiting one day, and it took me 8 hours to get out of the woods because I was pulling guys out with two-wheel drives and front-wheel drive vehicles. They were trying to bring their beats up and get into their camps, and they were buried.
Wow.
So a lot of guys went home early and soon kind of early for us last year.
Well, let's hope that those bucks are still hanging around from last year. I know the numbers overall are down on deer. You know, a lot of people are thinking that the biggest bucks, anyway, they made it through that snow, and they didn't get shot last year. So let's hope that it's going to be a better year than people are anticipating this rifle season.
I've seen a few guys with the cameras that brought in some pictures, and we've got a few eights and some sixes and a lot of forkers, a lot of those.
Okay.
But nothing real big, but those deers made it through, so hopefully the population gets back up there again.
Now, are you hearing any reports of hunters saying they saw bucks actually chasing does already?
No, none.
Okay.
We don't have a lot of guys up here yet. We're expecting some of them to come in this weekend to start doing some baiting.
Sure.
But the locals, they haven't seen anything out in the woods that's been chasing any does around.
And we'll continue talking with Greg in our next outdoor report. Get into the grouse reports. Talk a little bit of waterfowl. See if there's any hanging around still in Whitefish Bay area there. And also get into the perch fishing on the Tequamanon and find out about the salmon and the two-hearted. All in our next outdoor report right here on the Outdoor Show.